Here at the Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit, with me is Dallas Tonsanger, who is Undersecretary for Rural Development with USDA. First of all, Dallas, if I could ask you, one of the things that you said here is that you are optimistic about renewable fuels. Why is that?
I grew up on a corn farm in South Dakota, and when faced with an economic challenge, rural Americans came up with an economic solution and developed a biofuels industry. And right now, things for the commodity producers are pretty good. But my belief is, as time goes along, as we're faced with challenging circumstances again, people will come up with solutions again. And so I have a lot of optimism looking at the success of what we've done. I see potential successes coming in the cellulosic biofuels world that should begin to demonstrate its economic viability as well. So we've got a lot of challenges in ethanol. I mean, certainly there's political challenges, there's legal challenges, there's public information challenges, but the industry is stepping up and fighting, and I think that is an extremely positive sign that they're not pulling back and not taking things for granted, but they're out there working very hard.
Everybody knows that we need not everybody, but most agriculture people know that we need a farm bill, but you're speaking to a renewable fuels group here. Why is a new farm bill important for this group?
Well, my job is to talk about the whole rural economy in the United States. And farm bills, anything that brings stability in rural America is going to be a positive benefit. And a farm bill, crop insurance, conservation programs, economic development programs like mine that bring capital that's available for 30 years at a time to build electric systems, water systems, broadband communication system is just really critical. And so for me, I worry. And so I want these pieces in place to bring the kind of stability that really causes agriculture to flourish and rural communities to flourish. In the absence of that, things don't happen. They sit still. And so I want those things to happen. I want a farm bill to happen, and I want some certainty brought to the circumstances here.
Well, how much at this point is, I know you got asked a question already about funding under the extension. How much of the energy title of the farm bill is currently funded under the extension?
Well, we have some funds from the previous year left over that help us. We get allocated some funds by quarter, but it can only be in the context of what was funded last year, and then they give it to us a bit at a time during the time frame. So we don't have any longer term commitments. Some of the programs have run out of funds, or are about to, or very close to. So again, it's kind of an uncertainty on how to go out and promote the programs or work with potential applicants when you just don't know what you've got to work with.
Are you optimistic about getting a farm bill this year?
Well, I would hope so. I think, you know, of course, we've got a commitment till the end of the fiscal year, which I think has been good. But, generally we only do this once every 5 years. It's a very difficult economic time, lots of political challenges associated with it. But I would hope that circumstances settle and there comes to an agreement that it comes about. I think rural Americans, agricultural people, rural people should be loud but thoughtful on this. I mean, I think the Secretary's point recently was we have a tendency to get off on small issues when you got a really core issue like a farm bill sitting there and it isn't done. And I've been doing public policy for many decades. This is the hardest I've ever seen a farm bill come. And I think the case made here is farmers, rural Americans should come to the table, whatever their politics is, whatever their side is, and make the case for what they want to help bring about the push to get it done.
Thank you very much. Here at the Iowa Renewables Fuels Summit, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
Yeah,
thank you very
Cindy.
Much, sir.
Yeah,
appreciate
thank you.
It.